RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score.
Gotta have a little fun, Groats. Gotta be able to, you know, chuckle a little. I know you don't know what's happening, but, you know.
Oh, no, I had no idea. I mean, you really built this thing up, so I want to be excited, but I'm also a little on edge. I'm sitting up in my seat. You know what I'm saying?
It's called the tease, my friend.
Hopefully. We have all suffered from your tease.
And 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Yes, this is what we've been working for.
Hey, Groats, but you were hot for the corner, though.
I was hot for the corner.
Double G with the rock to the rack. Count it in a foul.
Happy Monday, everybody. It is Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody. Gabe and Grody, double G to the rim.
OPB.
The Oak Park boys in the building. Shout out to everybody that's on the 290 right now, heading to Oak Park, getting off at Austin. Except if you live more by Harlem, then you're not really part of our OPB clique.
Oh, I didn't know that we were excluding people. I don't know if I'm in your OPB then.
You get off at Austin.
Oh, okay. I thought you were grouping them.
Nah. I was just trying to really just only wanted to shout out Austin Avenue and exit, and then I didn't want to. Now we're here.
Yeah.
You know, it's
we
cool.
Got there.
It's
but
cool.
But you know what? I think people appreciated what you just did right now, because there's several people right now going, that's where I am.
That's where I am.
That's
I'm
where
going
I am.
There.
I'll be damned. Honey, hear that? Yes, I heard that.
And then some people are pissed that I said not Harlem Avenue, and that's where they're getting off. They're really mad. All right. No exits that we're going to be talking about. The only thing we're going to talk about is the on-ramping of maybe a certain specific quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Who is that? We know who that is. But Mark Grody was there, up close and personal. Before we get into the Caleb Williams chat, I want to talk to you about Marvin Harrison Jr. I was talking to my cousin today, Ben. Shout out Ben if he's listening.
So Ben?
We were talking about Marvin Harrison Jr. And I go, but what did you think about the fact that, you know, he didn't do anything? Missed his podium thing without telling anybody. Didn't measure, didn't run, didn't do anything. And he's like, well, you know, he's Gabe, he's Marvin Harrison. He's going to be the. And I said, oh, what? If Caleb Williams didn't do anything, like the podium, and was like, I'm nowhere to be. You, him specifically, because he was on the Justin Fields train, you would have eaten Caleb Williams alive had he not done that. But for Marvin Harrison Jr., you're willing to say because you want him. Well, Gabe, come on. It's Marvin Harrison Jr. We all know it. We all know it already. What do you think about Marvin? You were there.
Yeah.
What was the chatter when he didn't show up to his podium?
So I'll tell you exactly what happened, because it was, let me see, the order of operations as we all gathered. There's that massive gathering of reporter humanity because it's quarterbacks day and wide receivers day as we mingle them all in. So the first person to speak that day as we gathered was Jaden Daniels, the quarterback LSU. Great, terrific, wonderful. The next guy that was supposed to be up was Marvin Harrison Jr. And we're kind of waiting, and it's gone past time a little bit. We had this happen last year too, and it turned out that there was a medical delay. I don't remember who the player was, but there was a name player for whom there was a medical delay. So we were all sort of schooled in that possibility. But then shortly thereafter, the NFL official comes out to us, and luckily I was kind of up front in this horde and said, he is not going to speak to the media today. And
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Marvin Harrison Jr., that he was not going to speak. Why, Mr. NFL, is he not going to speak? I don't know. Is there any chance he's going to speak? Could he be on another podium later on? I don't know. I don't think so. Like, he really did not have the answers for us. So, yes, a murmur through the big horde. And also, if you want to know reporter stuff that was going on, there's a lot of reporters there to talk to him who were planted and camping out and then had to move. So you lose your spot that you work for, and you're back to ground zero. It's every man and woman for themselves. So the good thing for our purposes is, guess who was coming up next? That'd be Caleb Williams.
Okay. So you mentioned before that,
or was it Drake May? Maybe it was Drake May.
There are multiple people being interviewed at the same time.
Yes, there are about 10 podiums that are set up. Yeah, I mean,
that's a lot.
We're in a massive convention center.
Well, 300 players, you would assume that that's going to be taxing, so you have to be able to put that out. But so Jaden Daniels and Marvin Harrison Jr. were speaking at the same podium.
Yes.
Is there podium?
Yes. That would be podium four. The famous podium four at the combine is where the big stars go. It's funny because the tables, as they wind around, they literally get smaller and they start doubling up on guys and stuff.
No.
It's like, I feel. And sometimes it can be awkward because there have been times when nobody has wanted to talk to a player, where a player has come up to his podium, where his nameplate is, and he is to speak. Nobody wants to speak to him.
What is he supposed to do?
So then they say, you're good. I mean, let's hang out for a few minutes, see if anybody swings by. And then they say, you can, if you want to hang out here, that's cool. But you don't, at the
that's got
to
be embarrassing.
There's punters out there. You know what I mean? There's place kickers. So it becomes difficult to prioritize those things.
Just imagine the place kicker, you know, John Hernandez, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, all right, buddy, hey, 355, needs you on that podium. And he's like, nah, I don't really think that I, and they're like, and his agent's like, dude, you better get your ass out there, 355. You never know. And he gets out there and he walks up. He got his Gatorade. Just by himself. John Hernandez.
Last call.
Hernandez. Place kicker. University of Utah.
State.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. What was your best interview like? And I don't mean best like, hey, Caleb Williams, because I thought he was very impressive. I meant best like, most intimate interview, I guess I would say. That's a better question.
I would say it's hard to have like intimate conversations, like you're saying.
So you were in the scrum with everybody.
Very few small, like this was not a small group year, unfortunately, just because the Bears are dealing with big time stuff right now, which is really nice to be able to say. Nonetheless, there were some guys that I really knew nothing about, really, in terms of their personalities or what their makeup is. The guy that I would start with is Washington wide receiver Rome Odunze. He was just a joy to speak to. Like, he was just so polished in that regard. He was great. And, you know, not to mention that he is a really good receiver as well. Big body, a guy who probably, I think, will be available at number 9. Other guys that I like talking to, Jackson Powers Johnson. There's a name that probably did not creep its way to the top of my list during the week at the Combine, but now we can talk about him. The center from Oregon, again, Jackson Powers Johnson, who pandered probably better than anybody because he talked about the Bears and how I think I asked him the question, like, with all that the Bears have going on with the big plays, is there any chance you could, you know, that you see yourself landing with the Bears? And he goes, I sure hope so.
Mm-hmm. I sure hope
he
so.
He says, I sure hope so. So Jackson Powers Johnson talked about deep dish pizza. Oh, you know deep dish pizza. You're very Chicago, sir.
But did he seem fun?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Fun, super intelligent, just like very.
Because I want the next offensive line. Like, I love Darnell Wright, but I want the like Kyle Long type, but I'm crazy.
A little nasty,
but fun.
Never know when he's going to throw a helmet at you.
But you want him to be your homie, not your
totally.
Enemy.
Totally. 100%. Because he's super engaging, super intelligent.
Fun.
Eclectic,
yeah.
It seemed, just from following him on social media and knowing him a little bit, you know, got him in my phone, you know what I'm saying? Joe Alt was okay. He's not like super gregarious or anything like that, but that's the type of guy that you're talking about, right? If you could get some, but no, I guess that doesn't have the personality part.
No. I don't want
that's not the spirit in which you were speaking. I don't know that there were any other offensive linemen other than Jackson Powers Johnson that was.
Did you get to talk to Brock Bowers?
Yes. Brock Bowers, a little bit nervous up there.
Really?
I sensed. Yeah. And then I was told that he kind of like, he gets stressed out with that, always has, in terms of like speaking to the media.
You know what that just gave me right now? Who, you're going to be able to remember the guy's name.
Yeah.
Tight end, Bears, came from the Eagles, had.
Trey Burton. Yeah, okay. You've been hurt before. Yeah. Trey
did
Burton.
They not just do something for you? Did they not make a connection right there?
No,
from
it
what
does.
You just said.
That's
to
true.
Trey Burton?
That's true, because he couldn't even run the plays the Bears wanted him to run because he was too stressed out about it.
And I remember that playoffs where we really needed him in that game.
Oh, yeah, that was so weird. Like, he just did kind of was a no show, inactive.
I'm out on Brock Bowers.
Yeah, you might have just talked me out of it. That's
I'm
hilarious.
Out on Brock Bowers.
We are the worst, man. It's like the whole Drake May, Mitch Trubisky thing. Oh, I don't think so. No. Wait, you went to
North
where?
Carolina?
Yeah, hold on.
No, they're all the same. Don't you know that? All their quarterbacks, every single one of them will be the same forever.
Oh,
no one
absolutely.
Will ever be anything other than Mitch Trubisky. Did you notice that?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no.
When they recruit.
We need what? I think, what is it, 2 decades probably to get Mitch Trubisky out of the main page of your life as a big square. It's just to the outside of it in 20 years where you really have to work to think about it. But now Mitch is just, boom, right there, North Carolina quarterback, it's Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, and then every time Patrick Mahomes makes it to the playoffs, you're kind of, so it's, you have to have Patrick Mahomes leave the NFL. So yeah, maybe 2 decades before something like that happens.
Yeah, okay, so we're out on Brock Bowers. Forget that.
All right, you know what we're in on? And I know it's somebody, I heard you give your report, Grody, and I didn't want to text you because I knew you were busy as hell. But all I heard in your voice was a newfound love for Drake May.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I know. That's why I'm excited, because I've been telling you about Drake May. And then you get up close and personal, and then you're like, and I heard you giving the updates, and I'm like, I think Grody's in on Drake May. I'm not going to convince him otherwise, but at least you're just in with me.
If personality was what it is, then it's Drake May. He was the Southern glow was just great when he was talking. Oh, shoot, man. I love the Bears, man. Oh, shoot. I love Chicago. It'd be great to go to Chicago. I love that. Oh, deep dish pizza. Oh, shoot. I eat that all the time. We wondered out loud as reporters out there how this would go if he had a bad day at the office. Oh, shoot. You know, that one really wasn't my fault, but the guy ran over the crosswalk. Oh, shoot. I don't know why you guys keep asking the same old questions. You're killing me. But Drake May was wonderful up there. I will say that. But and Jaden Daniels, love talking to him as well. Like he's got all three of those quarterbacks, Caleb, I was going to say Penix, Drake May and Jaden Daniels, all really engaging dudes. And I did not, unfortunately, I was not able to be at the McCarthy, Bo Nix, nor Michael Penix Jr.'s
Fair.
Chats. Yeah. You got to, like I said, man, I'm a one-man show out there. Emma's got his stuff. I got my stuff. You got to make decisions.
Did you guys meet up at the end of the night and compare notes?
Oh, absolutely. Over dinner? Always. Everybody always met up. Yeah. It's like Vegas out there. You just go out and we all run into each other.
Just while you're out and about.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You guys at the nightclubs and stuff too?
Not the nightclubs.
Bars?
Just bars. Yeah. I happen to have, this was just by accident, but whether you believe me or not, down a block from the place that I stayed, there was an adult gentleman's club, which I did not make it to. But maybe if I had more time.
Sounds so disappointed.
That I didn't make it to it. I don't know. I was talking about this with a friend. If we're here, actually, I think I retired from strip clubs.
Tell me, okay, because some people get to that point, but you got to tell me the turnoff. Like what?
Okay.
There's always like one thing like, hey, man, you know what? I just don't like giving $200 to somebody, or you know what? It's just a little dirty, or you know.
I just have too much respect for women, okay? That's what it is. That's what it is.
He's Mark Grody. I'm Gabe Ramirez. This is 670 Score.
Are we not breaking?
No, we're not breaking.
Oh, I thought there was a real break right there.
That was just a way to reset so that way they can know who was saying what statements.
Why am I out? I went to, and this is this retirement. I think I'm just making it official. I've been in semi-retirement for probably about a decade.
Okay.
So the last time I went, it was for a bachelor party, and it was just a dirty establishment, and everything just felt gross, and maybe it was the same in my 20s, and it didn't. But now I notice the gross part of it. So that's why I think I'm out.
And then you look over and you see your boy getting a lap dance, and you're like, yeah, you know what? I'm out on this. I'm actually good on this right here. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah. I guess it takes some confidence. Well, like I'm, you know, I don't need that.
Well, I would like to think that every single reporter who was at the combine stayed away from there as well because they were too busy doing actual work. The Lord's work.
Claire, please.
The Lord's work.
When this thing wraps up, it's everybody's on vacation.
Is it Saturday, Sunday or Saturday? Saturday night?
No, every night. Every night.
No, I'm saying, but like the last day of it, that's when everybody goes crazy?
No, I think everybody goes crazy in the first couple of days when you're all excited to get there and things are a little bit lighter, like especially for Chicago reporters.
Yeah.
We had one job on the first Tuesday of the thing, and that was was Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles. We had nothing.
Find them.
So then you go have your fun. And then the quarterbacks weren't until the end of the week. So I think for Chicago reporters, it was like kind of heaven.
Okay.
By the way, you didn't answer. Are you still an adult gentleman's club guy?
Dude, I was trying to segue out of that.
I know you were. You can't ask me and then have me give you a good answer, which I don't think you gave me a whole heck of a lot of credit for. Like I thought that was a sound answer.
I think I'm at the point in my life where if I go to a strip club, which is super seldom, I just know how to have a good time there.
Okay.
I'm no longer 20-something where I'm like, I got $40, two lab dances, and $10 in tips. Like I'm.
Oh, so you're
man.
Backstage, Gabe?
No.
Oh.
No. I have respect for the ladies. I have respect for the ladies, so I tip well. And
I can see that.
I just know what I'm doing in there. That's what it is. Okay. So
a lot of strippers there, Jeff.
You're a seasoned veteran.
So, but I don't go. You know, so I want to make it very clear. So I'm retired too. I don't
just
go
because,
to strip clubs.
Is that because you're married? Or is it because? Because
that doesn't
do it for you anymore.
Yeah.
Did it ever do it for you?
I gotta be honest, man. We're talking way too much personal stuff.
Yeah, well, you guess who started it? Ready?
You're right.
You.
You're right.
Yeah.
So then I'll give you an honest answer because that's what I should do.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was dating so many women in my young age.
There you go.
Like I never needed to go to a strip club.
Right. That's what
So I'm just being real.
I didn't date probably as many women as you did. It sounds like. But yeah,
single
Gabe was
fun.
Never had the need to resort. Like, if you're really going because you need it, like I have. Stop me if I get to that point.
Look, I will. I promise I will. All right. On the other side, we got Hub Arcus hanging out with us at 7 o'clock.
We're going to ask Hub about the strip joint, too.
What year did he retire in?
Well, I got to tell you guys, still going.
That's going to be great. Trey Wingo's going to hang out with us.
Hey, how's it going?
I mean, honestly, guys, what are you doing after the show?
Hey, guys.
All right. On the other side, we're going to hear some more. We're going to hear some cuts specifically. From two receivers, Malik Nabers, Roma Dunze, the guy you were just talking about.
Yeah.
And what did Roma Dunze think about the idea of playing with Caleb Williams here in Chicago? We'll play that cut for you on the other side. It's Gabe and Grody right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Pimp okay. on, player.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Rob, the Bears are in a situation where they could draft Caleb number one and then draft a receiver at 9. Is that something that would be appealing to you, to be teamed up with a guy like him?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I got to see Caleb firsthand. I got to see his talents and abilities. So, yeah, definitely. You know, and I know that he has an incredible talent. And, you know, I know he's a student of the game and someone who brings a lot of passion and a lot of desire to the game. So, of course, you know, to be paired up with him, it would be something special, I think.
That was Roma Dunze from Washington talking about Caleb Williams, someone he saw up close and personal multiple times because they played together in the Pac-12. And there was a happiness in his voice. And he had Michael Penix Jr. throwing him the ball. A very good quarterback who we didn't even get an opportunity to talk about. Some saying, you know, he had some of the best throws at the combine. And for Roma Dunze to come out and say that about Caleb Williams and have that excitement, these are good things, right? I think these are the things that we want to hear. It's one thing for, you know, talent evaluators to do it. What about the guys that actually played with these people, right? And so for Roma Dunze to say that, that'd be great. You can pray to the little babies above that someone wants J.J. McCarthy so much that they can get into that top 8 and push that pile down, because that's ultimately what you want.
Right.
Push the pile down. Move one of those 3 wide receivers down the line. Pick up, you know, Joe Alt. You love him? Awesome.
Yeah.
Love that too. You like Brock Bowers? What?
Okay.
Gabe and Grody said, no, don't listen to those guys. They don't know what they're talking about. Take Brock Bowers. Chargers. Right? Harbaugh? Get you a little... Anyway.
Keep going, man.
I know. I'm trying to...
No, amen.
Talk this into existence. We know Malik Nabers is not going to get there, Grody.
Let me... Can I just give you the list of guys...
I love this.
...that I have at 9 that I think could possibly be there for the Bears.
Okay.
You like ready this. For this?
How many are on the list? Because I want to know how excited
I am. Sloppily written. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six.
Wow.
Okay. You ready?
Okay.
You ready for this?
Ready.
Check me out, Hall. Here we go. Rome Dunze. I don't think it's out of the question.
Okay. I need to give these grades as to how likely I think
okay.
it is.
Probably. Yeah. Rome Dunze.
32% chance he's there.
Wow. Wow. Okay. You think somebody is going
to. I think it's three quarterbacks, three receivers, top six picks.
By the way, you're right. It really does come down to like McCarthy.
Yeah.
And even.
If you can get two O linemen and a McCarthy, the Bears are so straight.
Yeah. Truth. Okay. So,
facts,
Rome Dunze,
facts,
I just.
That's the word you're looking for.
No, I like saying truth.
Oh, yeah.
That's my thing.
Oh,
yeah.
My bad. That's your.
I don't have to jump on everybody's bandwagon, you know?
My bad.
I'm zigging when you're zagging, pal.
Go back to zigging.
That's fair. All right. So, I feel a little stronger about that, but okay. Odunze, Joe Alt, Notre Dame.
100% chance. Oh, it's 90% chance.
Okay.
90% chance.
I mean, if that guy is there, we don't know what the Bears are going to do. He can play left tackle. Don't you take that guy? All right, that's not the exercise. I'm sorry.
90%. I like this, though. I'll write that down. We'll go back to that.
Okay. Brock Bowers. There he is. Georgia.
I say 80% chance that he's there.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Brock Bowers from the GA.
Yeah. Okay, that's three.
Okay. Alabama defensive end. Dallas Turner. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So 80%.
Will he be available there?
Yeah,
will he be available there?
I'm enjoying 100%. 100%.
100%.
God, there's some talented players who are going to be there, man.
Yeah.
Two more. Another offensive lineman.
Mm.
You know where I'm going. Shonu? Penn State. Yep. Olu Fashanu.
Is that how you say it?
Actually, I've heard it so many different ways. Shame on me.
Shame on me.
I don't know it.
I thought it was Fashanu. My bad. I would say 80% as well. Because I think people really like him as the number one tackle off the board.
I think you're right. There's some people that like him better than Alt, for sure. Last guy on my list here is the UCLA defensive end, Laiatu Atu.
100%.
Okay. Oh, another one of the great personalities.
Really?
I have to rank these guys because he might have been my favorite, actually. Do I keep saying that, by the way?
He
might have been Rome Dunze. He might have been my favorite.
You're going to get a lot of rookie cards at some sports card shop.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll take them.
I'll take them all.
What I'll do with them.
Was anybody getting autographs or anything like that?
Oh, from the prospects? Oh, yeah.
Really?
There is an
I would have thought that'd be taboo.
Every year I go. No, I'm not talking about reporters. There's fans that come in to the convention center.
Okay.
And there's a roped off area. It's very organized and they don't let too many people. I mean, it's probably about 25 to 30 deep and they allow them to stand there. And if prospects or head coaches or general managers or assistant coaches or offensive coordinators want to stop by and sign the autograph. I did see Andy Reid, who was in a cart. Everybody was yelling for him to come over there. And I was like, oh, Andy Reid, the burger eating guy, he's gonna go over there. And I was actually watching. This is going to be neat to see him roll up on these kids over here who are all asking for autographs. And he didn't even look at them. Just keep that cart moving. They floored the cart and Andy was gone. And that was that.
Maybe he's still emotional.
Cheeseburger and went to bed.
Who knows? Or maybe he signed earlier. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I mean, who am I? You know, Andy Reid just won another Super Bowl.
I mean, he's a terrible guy. So just.
Clearly. It was pretty awful.
Breaking news.
And I thought, this is going to be a neat moment here. And then I didn't get the deep moment.
Breaking news from the combine. Mark Grody, two hot reports. One, Caleb Williams. Yes. Andy Reid. No. All right. Yeah. So you like those guys.
Yes.
I think those are great. I think, Groats, that at 9, it almost seems inevitable that the Bears will trade down.
Absolutely. Like, even if it's just a couple spots, like they did last year.
For the reasons that for the six reasons you just stated, because I too think the Bears will have a pool of people that they feel are equal at the number 9 spot.
Amen.
And someone's going to want to move up and they're going to dangle it out. They're like, come on, guys, anybody, you guys want this number 9 pick? We'll take your third rounder or fourth rounder in exchange, maybe, you know, next year's second, something like that, to move up these spots, whatever that is. If they are going to go all in on Caleb Williams with number 1 and they don't trade number 9, how are you going to get the draft capital to fill in these other holes?
Mm.
Draft capital to me is a priority.
Yeah, where are the biggest holes as far as you're concerned?
I would like to say one, right? Because I think we all can point out the holes of the Chicago Bears. We know where they're lacking. But which do we think is the most important?
Yeah, I'm curious, you know? From your perspective. So obviously quarterback, I guess we leave that out.
Okay, we'll leave that out. Okay.
What to you are the biggest needs if you're Caleb, so scared here?
Right, so not, Caleb Williams, it's assuming I get free agency and the number 9 pick at the same time, and I have Caleb Williams already, what is the most important position that I would like to upgrade or make better for the Bears? What would have helped this team out last year? I guess initially my initial thought goes to another wide receiver.
Yeah, 100.
My initial thought. It's just like defense was okay. Everything was okay. And the wide receiver group, despite having DJ Moore, it was maybe below average as a whole unit. So
absolutely.
Pump it something right there. Gives me a smack already immediately. Outside of that, I'm going to say wide receiver. I'm going to confidently say wide receiver. It serves as the most important, which is odd.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's odd at all. I mean, they have nobody right now other than their superstar wide receiver. So that is it. That's all. I mean, is Tyler Scott going to step up this year? Is this the Velus coming out party this
year?
I mean, I just have to stop with that at this point. So
hey, he was great at the combine.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, combine star. Hey, when I saw him his first training camp, I was like, that's the fastest guy on the field. I can't stop watching Velus Jones Jr. But it unfortunately just has not worked out for him. But I would say, wide receiver. I would say defensive end is still a huge need.
Is that number 2? Not. We know the needs.
Oh, because that's what I was
you
asking.
To rank them, but I want you to actually it in order of importance.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I would say, I mean, we're not really counting quarterback because we know the quarterback's coming.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Yes, I would say what's the number one need on this team going into next? I'm doing the same thing.
That's why I'm laughing. I'm like, wow, we just did the same exact thing right there.
Best friends? Okay, I would say I am going to say wide receiver.
Yes.
I hate to say the same thing that you just said, but how can it not be the most important position for the Bears going into
You get
this
a defensive
year?
End and no wide receiver, you're in trouble.
Plus, your defense is decent
saying.
So, the offense stinks.
Okay.
So, you got to make that good.
So is defensive end, though, let's go to number 2. Would that be more important than a center? No. The answer is no.
No.
What did you say in your car? I'm curious because I'm thinking, again, I really feel like the Bears have to get the center position correct.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. No, you're right. After enduring Lucas Patrick, I should have probably said that right away, having to deal with that for the last couple of years. Yeah, Cody Whitehair, unfortunately, Cody Whitehair was a good Bear. You know what I mean? He had a really good Bears career, but it fizzled out with him not being good at center or guard, at least here with the Bears. So, I don't know. The reason that I paused like that, unfortunately, is because defensive end is just a premium position where a center generally is not considered a premium position, but the need is so high for the Bears that it's hard for me. You're right. That's a need. The Bears at least have Montez Sweat. They do not have a center right now. So, and we've all learned the importance of a good center.
Yeah.
You can't just put anybody in there. Yeah, just put Cody Whitehair back in there.
I can snap the ball. I can't.
Lucas Patrick, he's coming from Green Bay, man. He's fine.
Aaron Rodgers, had him. It's good.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Oh, right. Yeah. He's got to work with Aaron Rodgers. Completely competent. We've all been hurt.
All right. Well, whoever is going to be the center for the Chicago Bears, more than likely, according to Mark Grody and everybody that was at the combine, he will be snapping it to Caleb Williams. What did Caleb Williams sound like through the mind of Mark Grody? And what did Mark have to say? What does Mark have to say about the baggage that Caleb Williams is carrying around? We'll talk about that on the other side. It's Gabe. It's Grody. It's 670 The Score.
Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
That report came, you wouldn't, and then you posted on Instagram a picture. I think you were a kid wearing a t-shirt with a bear on it. Was that intentional? Or
no, it was not intentional. I didn't see the bear on the front, but, it's kind of funny when I saw the reports about it.
Bear. The voice you just heard was not of Caleb Williams. It was of Mark Grody.
And that happened in real time. That wasn't us just adding it or me getting on the mic.
Was it loud enough where he could hear it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you were other people around?
No. Caleb Williams.
I don't think so. I'd like to think he did. Okay. I think that would be funny. Why does this guy just walk around saying bear and bears? Bear, you got to get used to me. I'm a little quirky. Yeah.
And maybe that could have been a way you stood out.
That's true. Oh, that would have been great.
Mark.
There is a picture of, and I, Adam Johns sent it to me and I put it up on Twitter. It's the scrum and it's me and Caleb having eye contact. You could check it at Mark Grody Sports, because I just asked him if he has the right size to play. What do you say to people that have questioned you about your size?
So that was the answer where he was like, I'm 6'1".
Yeah, yeah. He's like,
oh, that was your question?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
He's like,
that was a big question.
Yeah,
I played that.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I've never heard anybody say anything about that. So, and I understand. Look, he's between 6'1 and 6'2". That's great. But I think it's still fair. Like, if you're 6'1", that is on the short. I mean, it's not too short by any means, but that's on the shorter side for quarterbacks these days. 6'2", 6'3", and up, I would say,
yeah.
It feels like. And we know the cases of the shorter guys. But you know what? Asked, answered, over. That's the way I look at it with Caleb Williams. I am not worried about his size. And just for the record, I was listening to Parkins and Spiegel, and they read a text of somebody who said, oh, Grody said he looks small. He looks too short to play. And I was on the air one day with Bernstein and Holmes. Actually, I think Layla was in that day for Dan or for Lawrence. I don't remember now. Oh, no, it was in for Dan. Anyway, I saw Caleb, and I was probably about 10 yards away from him. He was walking. I was scrambling to actually go on the air and to get my phone to be like, oh my God, there's kid. So in that moment, I just did not see an impressive human being. You know what I mean? And some of it is probably because of all the buildup to this is, you know, the savior. This is the great Caleb Williams. But when I saw him at the podium and when he answered the question honestly about the height, I think he answered it honestly, I felt a little bit more at ease. So
I feel like there were a lot of Chicago Bears fans that were ready to pounce on something. And when you're at the podium that long, talking to so many people, there are so many sound bites from NFL, from everywhere. And it seemed as though there wasn't one thing that Chicago, you know, Justin lovers were able to hate on from what he said. It seemed that way but there were so many opportunities. And I think Caleb at the podium made a lot of doubters believers. I think he had people that were saying, hey, I'm not sure about this guy. I'm not talking about the far Justiners. Mm-hmm. Look at me talking about far right, far left. The far Justiners. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about the moderates in the middle. You know what I mean? Like the people that are like, I don't know. I'm not sure. And then they heard Caleb Williams speak. It was the comfort that really got me.
Yeah.
Didn't seem, he could have went a lot of different ways. And it just, not only me, but I think a lot of people, he changed their opinion of him.
I did television right before I came here over at NBC Sports Chicago, and our good friend Josh Schrock,
love him
over there. I got to be on a panel with him and Lawrence Holmes and Sean Hammond, and we were just doing what we're doing right now. And before we went on, we were talking about Justin. I asked the same question. I said, don't you feel like at least this might have helped the Justin Fields people a little bit? I mean, they have to have come out of this backing off their stance a little
right.
bit. And I think Schrock was right, because what he said no. He said they're dug in. The Justin Fields people have been the truthers, if I may continue on with your analogy,
yeah.
if I may. Yeah. They are so dug in, and it's going to take them a while to maybe till the day he is traded. And then even then, it'll be like, you guys are going to be sorry.
It's going to be, it has to be till the Bears make the playoffs or win a playoff game.
Right. Or, exactly. And God forbid that Justin Fields throws, and I hate even saying this, you know, like throws for 4,000 yards and it comes raining down.
Okay, wait, let's live there for a second.
Yeah, I know.
We were talking about percentages and probabilities earlier. Like, Justin Fields throwing for 4,000 yards one time in his career.
Yeah. You're the percentage guy, so I'm going to make you answer your own question first.
I will after you answer it.
Okay, what are the chances of him having a 4,000-yard season? What's his highest? Because I know
2,500 yards.
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
In 13 games,
okay,
to be fair.
Okay. Okay.
He averages right around like 180
I think
game.
There's I'm going to say like a 47 or 48% chance
so
of 50, him.
50, I got you.
Yeah, so close to 50-50 that he's going to, because I can see Justin Fields having like a great.
Can you?
Were you just checking my eye contact?
I was making sure you were confident in what you were saying, that you think he can go out and have a 4,000-yard season.
No, like, quarterbacks like that, like Justin, like guys that are from high stock and all that, they you'll see them have like one really good year.
Okay.
And then it comes back to reality. You know, like there's a spike in the whole.
So like a Geno Smith?
Great comp. Thank you. See?
Okay.
Okay. Will you now give a percentage? Are you with me at about
4,000 yards?
What are the percentages, Mr. Economics major?
Thank you. I will say that you have to, one of the variables, like a 1-0 variable, has to be
okay,
whether or not.
With the variables and the 1-0s.
I'm giving you answered my question. It has to be that he's going to get, you know, will he be injured or not? Right?
Okay.
So it has to be factored in.
All right.
And so I'm assuming that that's going to be a 1 more often than not in any given year. So 4,000 yards, maybe like 12%?
Man. Okay. So I have a little bit more hope for the. For the weird volatility year.
Tyler Buterbaugh, thoughts, because you're laughing over there as we're talking about this. Our producer today, killing it.
I mean, I figured both of you guys' numbers would be a lot closer together. I didn't know you would drop all the way down to...
What's yours, though?
What's yours, Bute?
Yeah.
I'd say I give him a 43%
See,
chance.
He's right there with me.
Okay. 312-644-6767. You could text in. I'd love to hear that one. Justin Fields throwing for 4,000.
Love that question.
It hurts.
It hurts
thinking about it.
It hurts everybody. Yeah, for the people, the Justin Fields, far extreme Justin Fields, that's 100%. Something that people need to know. It hurts. It sucks. I didn't want to be telling people all year long about what I was seeing from Justin Fields in training camp and OTAs. I did not take joy in that. I like this man. I have had a relationship with this man. You know,
I remember Grody talking to you during training camp and asking you, and you being hesitant to be like, "Damn it, he didn't have a good game today in the 7-on-7s." I remember this vividly.
Yeah. 11-on-11, 7-on-7. Oh, it was in Indianapolis.
And
one of the times.
And I remember, and I just was like,
I know.
With DJ Moore, he's not shining as much as he is.
Right. That was the point where it kind of hits you like,
let me ask
maybe
you.
Maybe it's not. Because I was, I gave Justin Fields before last year, this season, I always gave him the benefit of the doubt. I was kind of a Justin Fields apologist, and then I had to tell you what I saw.
And then he had to play.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so terrible.
It hurts.
I'm looking at Justin. I do wish him well. A lot of people think that we're hating him. I want to make it very clear. I think Justin Fields is a very good quarterback. Excuse me, a good quarterback.
Same.
13-17, boom, said it a bunch of times. I just don't think he could be high top 10. And that's where I'm at. Bears have an opportunity to get someone that possibly can be. I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm here for that. But unfortunately, you know, you have to move on. And I get it. We as Bears fans, we're very loyal. I was trying to explain that to my cousin Ben as well. I said, Ben, don't feel weird. We are loyal as fans. If you put on a Bears jersey and you are under center, everyone in the city wants you to do well until you don't. And even then, they will still wish it upon you because you are the quarterback of the Chicago Bears.
He is one of ours because he was drafted by the Bears. The Bears moved up to get him. He is of Chicago. You know what I mean? Like, it's always like that with guys like great Chicago sports.
Yes.
I think of all those Cubs players that are no longer there from the championship team.
Yeah.
The reason it was so hard to watch them leave is they were ours. There was a relationship there. And they all left, and they do get the benefit of the doubt. They do. They get a little bit of favoritism.
And I think the interesting part about it all, Grody, is that here in Chicago, we're a tough city.
Mm-hmm.
We don't love a lot of things. We are known as the hater capital of America. And yet, we love our players unconditionally. They can do no wrong. And so it's such a stark contrast from like Chicago's identity to how we love our players on certain teams.
Here's a great little thing from the combine. A NFL person, let's just say that works in the NFL.
I like that.
Referred to, and I kind of like this, even though he did not mean it as a compliment. He said, he called us, the Chicago media, the Chicago machine.
Mm.
The Bears media is the Chicago machine.
In what sense?
In the sense of, that it influences opinions and can hurt people and or opposite lift people up, that there's a power that exists, but it can be overwhelming. And I was told, too, that somebody that's been around the NFL, I've always, this is not like some big scoop here.
And was he saying it in a negative way, though, Gross?
Oh, yeah, kind of, yeah. Yes. Okay. No, it was, okay, it was in a negative context. It was about a bad thing. And it was the whole Chicago machine in a derogatory way.
How do you feel being a part of that?
Like I said, I kind of like that idea because it makes it sound like we're sort of doing
like
our jobs.
The machine.
But sometimes it makes me sad, like that there has to be that relationship a lot of times because between media and other people. But I was also told, another person confirmed for me, that the Chicago NFL media is the biggest in the league. Because the New York teams split each other, the LA audience, there's a split there too, and their interest is not the same as well. And I've had this hunch because I've talked to players that have been well traveled around the NFL who have said that, who was the Bears safety a few years ago cornerback played for the Giants, high draft, Prince Amukamara, who played for the Giants, and I asked him on the record about that. I don't think I recorded it, but it was whatever. We were just talking. And he said, yeah, this media is bigger than the Giants media.
So, that's wild.
Just in terms of volume.
And it's so funny because we, as Chicagoans, have zero idea about that. To us, this is normal.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? This is a way of like, yeah, you go somewhere else.
I want 10 opinions on what's happening in the break. And guess what? I want to read all 10 of them.
Yeah. You know, like, you go to other places, there, you know, we got like whatever in the locker room. 30, 40, 50 sometimes. You go to some, like North Carolina, say, like DJ Moore, like he, maybe 10, 12, and probably pretty friendly folk. And like, you know, DJ Moore, that's a great example. DJ Moore handled us very well. But I will say, the first couple times we talked to him and we go by his locker, it was like, he was like, whoa.
25 people.
Why are there so many people here shouting questions at me?
Like, I haven't even caught a pass yet, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Ruthie Polinsky. Here's another good example. Ruthie Polinsky works for NBC,
yep.
5. She had worked in the Miami market. Mm-hmm. And I remember her at one of her first press conferences, and I don't remember what it was, but we're all firing off questions. And she's like, oh my God, this is a lot different than what was going on in
Miami. They're
in Miami. Yes.
Not
yes.
It.
Yeah, that. Yeah. So it is. And I don't know anything different. I mean, I worked in Central Illinois, but I did very little locker room or sport. I didn't do all sports stuff either. So, this is all I know. I imagine going to another market. Maybe in 10 years, I go to Carolina and retire there.
Maybe. Yeah. Do you think it has a negative impact on players?
Yeah, well, some of them, yes. Yes. I mean, there's some players who are unfazed by it. Like, say, somebody like a Jalen Johnson. He seems to thrive in large market, in the Chicago market, you know. But then there have been Trey Burton. Maybe that's a good example. It did not help if he had anxiety. And, you know, I'd take that seriously.
Sure.
That it was probably exacerbated.
50 cameras and 50 microphones and 50 people yelling at you.
Yeah, but he came from Philly, and that's a large market too.
26 people only over there.
Well, they probably come pretty close. And they're probably a little bit, I don't know if the word's nastier. They're, you know, that East Coast thing is real. That like that they just you. We all know people from the East Coast. They speak differently than we do, and I don't think it's in a bad way. They are direct.
Are you yelling at me?
Yeah.
I talk.
Yeah. All right. Yes, they're very honest. I've learned to appreciate that about the East Coast.
Well, hopefully Caleb Williams, I mean, he seemed, because there was much more media there at the podium at the combine than there would be at any instance here for the Chicago Bears. And he handled that exceptionally well. Did a great job, seemed cool as a cucumber. Just prepare for the moment.
I've got a couple of cuts. Do we have time or do we got to bust
Let's
out?
Go.
Okay. So, a couple of things that I cannot get enough of the answer to this question that Caleb Williams was posed early on in his press conference. And it was essentially, what intrigues you about going to the Chicago Bears?
I mean, the Bears was an 8-9 team last year, I believe, and 7-10, sorry. And you know, that's pretty good for a team that has the first pick. And they got a good defense. They got good players on offense. And you know, it's pretty exciting, you know, if you could go into a situation like that.
Caleb, the Bears have been around more than 100 years. They haven't had a whole lot of dominant quarterback play.
Yep.
Does that intimidate you at all?
A whole lot of dominant quarterback play? Nah. No, not at all. I don't compare myself to the other guys, you know, that's there or been there. I think I'm my own player, and, you know, I tend to like to, you know, create history and rewrite history.
If he wins the Super Bowl, that question is going to be asked to him like 100 times. So remember when you said you like to rewrite history? That quote will be the actually, it'll be his most quoted quote no matter what he does, if he flops or if he's great.
Because then they're going to say, how do you feel now? Almost having the ability to rewrite it.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff. Also love that he bought into the talking points of what we're all discussing. This is no regular number one overall draft pick team. Yeah. You're walking into it. The 7-win Bears, man.
He's prepped. He has a team, like you mentioned. Lawyers, PR people, they all prepped him for everything to say.
You do the rest now.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
On Instagram a picture, I think you were a kid wearing a t-shirt with a bear on it. Was that intentional or
no? It was not intentional. I didn't see the bear on the front, but you know, it's kind of funny when I saw the reports about it.
Bear. The voice you just heard was not of Caleb Williams. It was of Mark Grody.
And that happened in real time. That wasn't us just adding it or me getting on.
Was it
the mic
loud enough where he could hear it?
Oh yeah. Oh, you were other people around?
No, Caleb Williams.
I don't think so. I'd like to think he did. Okay. I think that would be funny. Why does this guy just walk around saying bear and bears? Bear, you got to get used to me. I'm a little quirky.
Yeah. And maybe that could have been a way you stood out.
That's true. Oh, that would have been great. Mark. There is a picture of, and Adam Johns sent it to me, and I put it up on Twitter. It's the scrum, and it's me and Caleb having eye contact. You could check it at Mark Grody Sports, because I just asked him if he has the right size to play. What do you say to people that have questioned you about your size?
So that was the answer where he was like, I'm 6'1".
He's like,
oh, that was your question?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
He's like,
that was a big question. Yeah, I played that.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I've never heard anybody say anything about that. So, and I understand. Look, he's between 6'1 and 6'2". That's great. But I think it's still fair. Like, if you're 6'1", that is on the short. I mean, it's not too short by any means, but that's on the shorter side for quarterbacks these days. 6'2", 6'3", and up, I would say,
yeah.
It feels like. And we know the cases of the shorter guys. But you know what? Asked, answered, over. That's the way I look at it with Caleb Williams. I am not worried about his size. And just for the record, I was listening to Parkins and Spiegel, and they read a text of somebody who said, oh, Grody said he looks small. He looks too short to play. And I was on the air one day with Bernstein and Holmes. Actually, I think Layla was in that day for Dan or for Lawrence. I don't remember now. Oh, no, it was in for Dan. Anyway, I saw Caleb, and I was probably about 10 yards away from him. He was walking. I was scrambling to actually go on the air and to get my phone to be like, oh my God, there's Caleb. So in that moment, I just did not see an impressive human being. You know what I mean? And some of it is probably because of all the buildup to this is, you know, the savior. This is the great Caleb Williams. But when I saw him at the podium and when he answered the question honestly about the height, I think he answered it honestly, I felt a little bit more at ease. So
I feel like there were a lot of Chicago Bears fans that were ready to pounce on something. And when you're at the podium that long, talking to so many people, there are so many sound bites from NFL, from everywhere. And it seemed as though there wasn't one thing that Chicago, you know, Justin lovers were able to hate on from what he said. It seemed that way but there were so many opportunities. And I think Caleb at the podium made a lot of doubters believers. I think he had people that were saying, hey, I'm not sure about this guy. I'm not talking about the far Justiners. Mm-hmm. Look at me talking about far right, far left. The far Justiners. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about the moderates in the middle. You know what I mean? Like the people that are like, I don't know. I'm not sure. And then they heard Caleb Williams speak. It was the comfort that really got me.
Yeah.
Didn't seem, he could have went a lot of different ways. And it just, not only me, but I think a lot of people, he changed their opinion of him.
I did television right before I came here over at NBC Sports Chicago, and our good friend Josh Schrock,
love him
over there. I got to be on a panel with him and Lawrence Holmes and Sean Hammond, and we were just doing what we're doing right now. And before we went on, we were talking about Justin. I asked the same question. I said, don't you feel like at least this might have helped the Justin Fields people a little bit? I mean, they have to have come out of this backing off their stance a little
bit.
And I think Schrock was right, because what he said no. He said they're dug in. The Justin Fields people have been the truthers, if I may continue on with your analogy, yeah. If I may.
Yeah.
They are so dug in, and it's going to take them a while to maybe till the day he is traded. And then even then, it'll be like, you guys are going to be sorry.
It's going to be, it has to be till the Bears make the playoffs or win a playoff game.
Right. Or, exactly. And God forbid that Justin Fields throws, and I hate even saying this, you know, like throws for 4,000 yards and it comes raining down.
Okay, wait, let's live there for a second.
Yeah, I know.
We were talking about percentages and probabilities earlier. Justin Fields throwing for 4,000 yards one time in his career.
Yeah. You're the percentage guy, so I'm going to make you answer your own question first.
I will after you answer it.
Okay, what are the chances of him having a 4,000-yard season? What's his highest? Because I know
2,500 yards.
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
In 13 games,
okay,
to be fair.
Okay. Okay.
The average is right around like 180.
I think there's I'm going to say like a 47 or 48% chance of 50-50. Him.
50-50. I got
you. Yeah. So close to 50-50 that he's going to, because I can see Justin Fields having like a great.
Can you?
Were you just checking my eye contact?
I was making sure you were confident in what you were saying, that you think he can go out and have a 4,000-yard season.
No, like, quarterbacks like that, like Justin, like guys that are from high stock and all that, you'll see them have like one really good year.
Okay.
And then it comes back to reality. You know, like there's a spike in the whole.
So like a Geno Smith?
There, great comp. Thank you. See?
Okay.
Okay. Will you now give a percentage? Are you with me at about
4,000 yards?
What are the percentages, Mr. Economics Major?
Thank you. I will say that you have to, one of the variables, like a 1-0 variable, has to be
okay,
whether or not.
With the variables and the 1-0.
I'm giving you, you answered my question. It has to be that he's going to get, you know, will he be injured or not? Right?
Okay.
So it has to be factored in.
All right.
And so I'm assuming that that's going to be a one more often than not in any given year. So 4,000 yards, maybe like 12%?
Man, okay. So I have a little bit more hope for the weird volatility year.
Tyler Buterbaugh, thoughts, because you're laughing over there as we're talking about this. Our producer today, killing it.
I mean, I figured both you guys' numbers would be a lot closer together. I didn't know you would drop all the way down to...
What's yours, though?
What's yours, Butte?
Yeah.
I'd say I give him a 43%
See,
chance.
He's right there with me.
Okay. 312-644-6767. You could text in. I'd love to hear that one. Justin Fields throwing for 4,000.
Love that question.
It hurts.
It hurts
thinking about it.
It hurts everybody. Yeah, for the people, the Justin Fields, far extreme Justin Fields, that's 100%. Something that people need to know. It hurts. It sucks. I didn't want to be telling people all year long about what I was seeing from Justin Fields in training camp and OTAs. I did not take joy in that. I like this man. I have had a relationship with this man. You know,
I remember Grody talking to you during training camp and asking you, and you being hesitant to be like, "Damn it, he didn't have a good game today in the 7-on-7s." I remember this vividly.
Yeah. 11-on-11, 7-on-7. Oh, it was in Indianapolis.
And
one of the times.
And I remember, and I just was like,
I know.
With DJ Moore, he's not shining as much as he is.
Right. That was the point where it kind of hits you like,
let me ask
maybe
you.
Maybe it's not. Because I was, I gave Justin Fields before last year, this season, I always gave him the benefit of the doubt. I was kind of a Justin Fields apologist, and then I had to tell you what I saw.
And then he had to play.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
It hurts.
I'm looking at Justin. I do wish him well. A lot of people think that we're hating him. I want to make it very clear. I think Justin Fields is a very good quarterback. Excuse me, a good quarterback.
Same.
13-17, boom, said it a bunch of times. I just don't think he could be high top 10, and that's where I'm at. Bears have an opportunity to get someone that possibly can be. I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm here for that. But unfortunately, you know, you have to move on. And I get it. We as Bears fans, we're very loyal. I was trying to explain that to my cousin Ben as well. I said, Ben, don't feel weird. We are loyal as fans. If you put on a Bears jersey and you are under center, everyone in the city wants you to do well until you don't. And even then, they will still wish it upon you because you are the quarterback of the Chicago Bears.
He is one of ours because he was drafted by the Bears. The Bears moved up to get him. He is of Chicago. You know what I mean? Like, it's always like that with guys like great Chicago sports.
Yes.
I think of all those Cubs players that are no longer there from the championship team.
Yeah.
The reason it was so hard to watch them leave is they were ours. There was a relationship there. And they all left, and they do get the benefit of the doubt. They do. They get a little bit of favoritism.
And I think the interesting part about it all, Grody, is that here in Chicago, we're a tough city.
Mm-hmm.
We don't love a lot of things. We are known as the hater capital of America. And yet, we love our players unconditionally. They can do no wrong. And so it's such a stark contrast from like Chicago's identity to how we love our players on certain teams.
Here's a great little thing from the combine. A NFL person, let's just say that works in the NFL.
I like that.
Referred to, and I kind of like this, even though he did not mean it as a compliment. He said, he called us, the Chicago media, the Chicago machine.
Mm.
The Bears media is the Chicago machine.
In what sense?
In the sense of, that it influences opinions and can hurt people and or opposite lift people up, that there's a power that exists, but it can be overwhelming. And I was told too that somebody that's been around the NFL, I've always, this is not like some big scoop here.
And was he saying it in a negative way, though, Gross?
Oh, yeah, kind of, yeah. Yes. Okay. No, it was, okay, it was in a negative context. It was about a bad thing. And it was the whole Chicago machine in a derogatory way.
How do you feel being a part of that?
Like I said, I kind of like that idea because it makes it sound like we're sort of doing our jobs.
The mean machine.
But sometimes it makes me sad, like that there has to be that relationship a lot of times because between media and other people. But I was also told, another person confirmed for me, that the Chicago NFL media is the biggest in the league because the New York teams split each other. The LA audience, there's a split there too, and the interest is not the same as well. And I've had this hunch because I've talked to players that have been well traveled around the NFL who have said that, who was the Bears safety a few years ago cornerback played for the Giants, high draft, Prince Amukamara, who played for the Giants, and I asked him on the record about that. I don't think I recorded it, but it was whatever. We were just talking. And he said, yeah, this media is bigger than the Giants media.
So, that's wild.
Just in terms of volume.
And it's so funny because we, as Chicagoans, have zero idea about that. To us, this is normal.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? This is a way of like, yeah, you go somewhere else.
I want 10 opinions on what's happening in the Bears. And guess what? I want to read all 10 of them.
Yeah. You know? Like, you go to other places, there. You know, we got like whatever in the locker room, 30, 40, 50 sometimes. You go to some, like North Carolina, say, like DJ Moore, like he, maybe 10, 12, and probably pretty friendly folk. And like, you know, DJ Moore, that's a great example. DJ Moore handled us very well. But I will say, the first couple times we talked to him and we go by his locker, it was like, he was like, whoa.
25 people.
Why are there so many people here shouting questions at me?
I haven't even caught a pass yet, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Ruthie Polinsky. Here's another good example. Ruthie Polinsky works for NBC 5. She had worked in the Miami market. Mm-hmm. And I remember her at one of her first press conferences, and I don't remember what it was, but we're all firing off questions. And she's like, oh my God, this is a lot different than what was going on in
Miami. They're
in Miami. Yes.
Not
yes.
it.
Yeah, that. Yeah. So it is. And I don't know anything different. I mean, I worked in Central Illinois, but I did very little locker room or sport. I didn't do all sports stuff either. So, like, this is all I know. I imagine going to another market. Maybe in 10 years, I go to Carolina and retire there.
Maybe. Yeah. Do you think it has a negative impact on players?
Yeah, well, some of them, yes. Yes. I mean, there's some players who are unfazed by it. Like, say, somebody like Jalen Johnson. He seems to thrive in large market, in the Chicago market, you know. But then there have been Trey Burton. Maybe that's a good example. It did not help if he had anxiety. And, you know, I'd take that seriously.
Sure.
That it was probably exacerbated.
50 cameras and 50 microphones and 50 people yelling at you.
Yeah, but he came from Philly, and that's a large market too.
26 people only over there.
Well, they probably come pretty close. And they're probably a little bit, I don't know if the word's nastier. You know, that East Coast thing is real. That, like, that they just, we all know people from the East Coast. They speak differently than we do. And I don't think it's in a bad way. They are direct.
Are you yelling at me? Yeah. So I talk.
Yeah. All right. Yes, they're very honest. I've learned to appreciate that about the East Coast.
Well, hopefully Caleb Williams, I mean, he seemed, because there was much more media there at the podium at the combine than there would be at any instance here for the Chicago Bears. And he handled that exceptionally well. Thought he did a great job, seemed cool as a cucumber. Just prepare for the moment.
I've got a couple of cuts. Do we have time or do we got to bust
Let's
out?
Go.
Okay, a couple of things that I cannot get enough of the answer to this question that Caleb Williams was posed early on in his press conference. And it was essentially, what intrigues you about going to the Chicago Bears?
I mean, the Bears was an 8-9 team last year, I believe, and 7-10, sorry, and you know, that's pretty good for a team that has the first pick, and they got a good defense, they got good players on offense, and you know, it's pretty exciting, you know, if you could go into a situation like that.
Caleb, the Bears have been around more than 100 years. They haven't had a whole lot of dominant quarterback play.
Yep.
Does that intimidate you at all?
Whole lot of dominant quarterback play? Nah. No, not at all. I don't compare myself to the other guys, you know, that's there or been there. I think I'm my own player, and You know, I tend to like to, you know, create history and rewrite history.
If he wins the Super Bowl, that question is going to be asked to him like 100 times. So remember when you said you like to rewrite history. That quote will be the actually, it'll be his most quoted quote no matter what he does, if he flops or if he's great.
Because then they're going to say, how do you feel now? Almost having the ability to rewrite it.
Yeah.
All that kind
of also love that he bought into the talking points of what we're all discussing. This is no regular number one overall draft pick team. Yeah. You're walking into it. The 7-win Bears, man.
He's prepped. He has a team, like you mentioned. Lawyers, PR people, they all prepped them for everything to say.
You do the rest now. Yeah. We got you to 7 wins, Caleb. Take us over the top, man.
I got you guys. I think that's what he's doing.
To the promised land.
Do you have another cut for us over there?
I got one more for you, and this was a question. I think the question is on this, but I'll give it just in case it's not. And the question that I asked was something to the effect of, at this point, would you be disappointed if you were not the number one overall pick?
It's not a thought in my mind.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I'm not going to be number one. I think I put in all the hard work, all of the, you know, the time, effort, energy into you know, being that. So, you know, I don't think of a plan B. That's kind of how I do things in my life. I don't think of a plan B, stay on plan A. And then when things don't work out, find a way to make plan A work.
Find a way to make plan A work. I love that one.
Plan A or bust is what he's saying. I love that he hasn't even considered the possibility that he wouldn't be drafted number one overall by the Bears.
Did you know I made $10 million last year? No, I'm not. There's no other place for me to get drafted other than number one.
Yeah.
I just made $10 million.
Yeah, so. And I was the number one quarterback 2 years ago, I think, is when he was projected as the – when you look at the future mock drafts, I think it was 2 years ago that Caleb Williams was mocked as the number one overall pick. Who would he probably have been mocked to at the time? Who's the other team that, other than the Bears, that needs a quarterback and needed that magic? I don't know.
I don't know.
Or something? They need a bailout again.
Patriots?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Patriots. Because they were bad.
Yeah.
In that group. Patriots, Giants, kind of something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so where does Hubbarkus think Caleb Williams would go? Does he think he'll be the number one pick in the draft? For that, we get to discuss with our senior NFL analyst. Hubbarkus joins us after the break. It's Gabe Ramirez. It's Mark Grody. It's 670 The Score.
Go Bears!
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.